This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations which has expanded over the years. Delivering a message on the occasion of MOUs signing for implementation of 4 community development projects in the Marshall Islands, Dr. Jayashankar said the islands in the Pacific are not small islands but large ocean countries. He said India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in the quest for sustainable development. He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard. Mr. Vikram Misri assumed charge as Foreign Secretary today. He has succeeded Vinay Mohan Quatra, whose tenure ended yesterday. Mr. Misri is a 1989 batch IFS officer. He was serving as a Deputy National Security Advisor in the National Security Council Secretariat. He has served as Indian envoy in China, Myanmar and Spain. Mr. Misri has a rare distinction of serving as a private secretary to 3 prime ministers, Inder Kumar Gujral in 1997, Manmohan Singh in 2012 and Narendra Modi in 2014. K.P. Sharma Oli will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Sheetal Nivas, the main building of Rashtrapati Bhavan in Kathmandu in a short while from now. Along with Mr. Oli, a group of ministers will also be inducted into the cabinet. He was appointed Prime Minister for the 3rd time yesterday to lead the new coalition government. 72-year-old Oli succeeds Pushpa Kamal Dehel Prachand, who lost the vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 100 million followers on his social media account X. This notable growth includes an increase of about 30 million followers over the past 3 years. Mr. Modi now holds the distinction of being the world's most followed leader in office on X. India's retail digital payment is likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030, says a joint study by Carne and Amazon Pay. India's digital payments for retail transactions have grown to $3.6 trillion in the financial year 2023-24 compared to $300 billion in the financial year 2017-18, according to the study named How Urban India Pays. National Testing Agency NTA has announced that a retest will be conducted for affected candidates of Common University Entrance Test CUET-UG. The examination will be held on July 19th in a CBT computer-based test mode. Domestic benchmark indices rallied in today's early trade with Nifty hitting its new all-time peak. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 290 points to 80,810 in early trade, buoyed by purchases in IT stocks, fresh foreign fund inflows and a rally in global markets. The NSE Nifty rallied 96 points to hit a new record peak of 24,598. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rain at isolated places of Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places are likely over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. Met Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with light thunderstorm and lightning in some areas at Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi today. Delhi received rainfall this morning which brought respite from heat and humidity. The national capital is likely to have a partly cloudy sky today with possibility of light rain or thunderstorm. Maximum temperature in Delhi is expected to be around 36 degrees Celsius with the minimum temperature hovering around 31 degrees Celsius. Argentina won the second straight Copa America championship after beating Colombia 1-0 early this morning at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Lautaro Martinez scored the winning goal for the defending champions in the second half of extra time after a brilliant one-touch through ball by Argentinian attacking midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso. Argentina won the tournament for the record 16th time. Lautaro Martinez won the 2024 Copa American Golden Boot Award for the tournament's top, being the tournament's top goal scorer. He scored a total of 5 goals in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.